Hilversum. That's H-I-L-V-E-R-S-U-M, in Holland.
It's your radio show. I'm longtime veteran commercial radio whore. My resume is testament to the years toiling for the bean counters, dysfunctional egos, and the increasingly short-sighted and truly evil corporate mindset that has played a significant role in the dumbing down of current commercial radio listenership. But things change, and here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, we embrace the new, the vital, the music that matters, past and present. My co-host is Nimrod, young actor, writer, music and movie loving, shit-disturbing son of semi-legendary J.B. Shane. Now, Nimmy's still meeting in Bryce Beck Dunn's office, receiving a much-needed scolding over his overzealous use of profanity 2 weeks ago. You probably heard it. Meantime, that lovable curmudgeon, Morrissey, who unfairly refuses to play Canada in protest over our sick seal-killing policies, played the Paramount last night in Seattle. Oh, the Paramount. Several CITR listeners were there. Hey, Gavin, you still there?
Hey, man, yeah.
Yeah, hey, Gavin, how is Morrissey?
Oh, Morrissey. You know, I touched him. He let me feel his pants.
Did he play more than 45 minutes?
Yeah, he did. He played over an hour, and he did new songs and old songs. I got really close to him, and I felt his pants.
Ooh, yeah.
I think I felt his crotch. Oh. And, you know, I know it was great. Morrissey, I mean, I was just... It was incredible. I felt his crotch. I felt his crotch, man.
Oh, I'm so glad for you, Gavin. Oh, I'm sorry we missed it.
I love him.
The more you ignore me, the closer I get. You're wasting your time. I guess you're wasting your time. I will be in the bar with my head on the bar. I am now a central part of your mind's landscape, whether you like me or do not. Closer I get, you're wasting your time. The more you ignore me, the closer I get, you're wasting your time. Beware, I bear more grudges than lonely high court judges. I will creep into your bed like a bad debt that you can't pay. Take the difficult way and give in to me. Oh, and let me in. Oh, let me in. Please let me. I guess. Oh, you're asking for it.
Well, his fans are rabid. You know, even after all of these years, you know, a whole bunch of them went down there. You talking to Gavin on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you hear him?
I did. I was in Bryce's office. And, you know, he was giving me a slap on the wrist for saying fuck too many times on the last show.
Oh, yes.
But, and I'm sorry. I apologize to those who would be offended by the usage of such foul language.
Yes.
And, you know, but anyway.
Should be ashamed of yourself.
I am very ashamed of myself, man. I really am. I will do penance. I will clean his office. I will make him coffee. I will do anything to just make up for that. And I'll never, ever, ever, ever say fuck on the air again.
Oh,
I promise
good.
You.
Okay.
That's the last we hear of it.
That's good.
Now, Morrissey's not playing Canada. And the Stooges are playing Seattle, too, but they're not playing here.
Hmm.
Boo.
Too bad.
Boo. You said you were asking Gavin if he played a 45-minute set.
Because
he played that. He went to the. I think the last time you saw him, you and my dad were really disappointed that it was like it was after 45 minutes. He walked off stage after Shoplifters of the World, and you refused at that time. You just said, "What? We paid all that money." I said, "What?" This is relating it to what my dad says, and he said, "Yeah." And John was really pissed, and he said, "I'm not buying a T-shirt this time." You know, so anyway.
What can you do?
What can you do? What can you do? What can you do? What can you do?
So daylight slaving time is getting after 6 o'clock here, and today's show is in memory of Stevie Gladwin, our favorite bus driver, and Nimi, I guess, here's a band we played on 2 weeks ago on the show, but it was kind of a mellow version of the song that we'd known earlier that our friend Steve Ramsey performed. Now he's Young Galaxy, and we wanted to play.
Oh, they're getting some really good press. I think there's a review in the new Exclaim. I'm not sure. I think it's Exclaim, or it might be, you know, one of the British magazines, and some really nice reviews on that.
And they're coming to town. They'll be playing at the Media Club in June.
Well, are they Montreal based?
They are now, yes.
But originally from here.
Well, yeah, Steve's from here, and I believe his girlfriend, who does a lot of the vocals, is from Montreal, if I'm not correct, but if I'm not wrong.
John is now looking through the folder to see names and stuff so he can impress you with his information, giving you the impression that it's off the top of his head, but it's not.
Thank you.
Radio here at CITR, where we heard the music of Young Galaxy. They're out of Montreal now, and that's Catherine McCandless, lead vocals there, back with Stephen Ramsey. And they will be in town in June. Check the Discorder magazine for information on times and places for Young Galaxy.
Did Stephen work in a convenience store out here at one time? It seems to me I kind of remember him working at a Max or something.
I don't know.
Is that possible?
Anything is possible,
well,
isn't it?
Our self-indulgent little radio show here at CITR 101.9 called Radio Radio is dedicated to many who do toil in the convenience stores for minimum wage, whom, according to their CEOs, will now be referred to no longer as sort of just convenience store clerks, but rather sales associates, not just clerks anymore. You are a minimum wage sales associate. So wear those colors proudly when you're serving up that slushy. Hi, I'm Nimrod, your unfriendly sales associate here at Heaven 11. How may I help you? And we have some... There's been a lot of concerts in the last week. Only got to a couple of them. We'll talk about one in a little while. But are you going to Peter, Bjorn, and John? Are you?
Sorry, no, I am not on the guest list.
Never anymore. I mean, it's really a bone of contention with you, because for years it was like, hey, come on in. And it's now like, who?
Where?
Yeah,
where do you work?
They sold out the Commodore anyway, but we've got them right here at CITR 101.9.
We're streaming down the coast of Washington, Oregon, and California.
Talking about the young side, and we don't care about the old folks.
Love those whistling songs.
We love whistling when it works, as it does here with Peter Bjorn and John talking about the young folks and the old folks.
Yeah, the old folks are happy because, you know, as of January 1st, we here in BC will be able to work past age 65.
Oh, what does that mean for you? Are you
that means
stay
I'll be able to stay on.
Stay on where?
At the planetarium.
Oh, I thought you meant here. I didn't know. I think you're.
Oh, no. They don't have ageism here at CITR. Look at the blues show or tonight or the jazz show.
Well, he's ancient.
Gavin, I mean, Gavin's really ancient.
Yeah, and
thought I was ancient. But.
Oh no. Anyway, Peter Bjorn and John have sold out their Commodore show, but you know maybe there'll be a ticket around. Who knows? They are from Sweden, and Stockholm is one cool town. It's expensive. Yes, I've been there. Have you been there? No, you haven't.
No.
But like it's cheap here. No. But they will not be doing any ABBA covers for you Mamma Mia fans. Lots of real stars as far as like real cinema icons are in town right now. And we here, as always, at CITR 101.9's Radio, like to extend the invite to pop by, chat, choose some tunes, hang out. Penelope Cruz, Academy-nominated actress for Volver. She's in town. The amazing Dennis Hopper. Sir Ben Kingsley. Don't forget, you always refer to him as Sir Ben.
Sir Ben.
Whenever you see him, he's around town. You can't miss him. Look for the sexy beast.
Right.
And he looks a little bit like the character. And he's got that beard again. Looking good. but they have been notified all. And we honestly don't expect that they will have the time or even the inclination or even the ability to locate us here on the UBC campus. God knows you have enough time
parking.
Parking alone, man, you know. But joining them, however, on the same shoot, and it looks like a pretty good movie, finally shooting in Vancouver, is not that there's anything wrong with the Fantastic Four, whatever. With them also, with the three of them, with Penelope Cruz, Dennis Hopper, Sir Ben Kingsley, is a real true music icon and also a fine actor who kind of owes you. And so says my dad when I said that she's part because he's a big movie freak and he knows her from the music days. He talks about her in reference to Canada's first TV music video show. What was that?
Night Dreams?
Night Dreams, on Rogers Cable, when they had cable back in the 70s and 80s, that you always spotlighted anytime that, you know, their early videos, nobody else would play them because there was no video show, and then Nimer came along and really messed it up. But Classy Debbie Harry and Blondie, Miss Harry, we love you. We love your work. I'm young, but I love the old Blondie songs.
I'm old. I still love Blondie.
Right. Miss Harry, come on down. You got the invite. We'll pay for the limo at least, please. Debbie, give us a call. Pick up the phone.
Call us, Debbie.
Give us a call. Debbie.
Debbie?
Debbie?
Is that you?
I'm in the phone booth. It's the one across the hall.
Oh, no. She hung up.
I'm sorry, but you'll have to try calling. Please deposit 25 cents.
25 cents?
No, no. It's going up again. Hey, Debbie doesn't have to utilize those increasingly infuriating friggin' TELUS payphones. She probably has a cell phone, and you can call here at UBC CITR 604. Half the city's phones, John, are broken, filled up with coins.
Oh, I know.
So your 25 cents flies back. Empty them, Darren. Hey, Mr. Entwistle, listen up. Not everyone has a damn cell phone yet.
I don't have a cell phone.
We'll have to get one soon. You know, it's the old phase-out routine. You've seen that happen with technology all the time. Make the payphones almost unusable, soon obsolete, then no choice. Meantime, the good old CRTC has rubber-stamped the TELUS request to raise... Are you ready? Raise the payphone use from 25 to 50 cents. I asked an operator.
What?
Yeah, I asked
50
an operator.
50 cents?
I asked an operator. I said, look, the phones don't work. I would put in 50 cents. And she said, I'm sorry, but, you know, you'll have to talk to somebody else. And, of course, I realized I was talking to somebody that really wasn't there. But that's technology, and that's the way it goes. It goes like that. Don't you wish for the old days when, you know, back in... When you and my dad were doing that silly TV show with the early videos and using a turntable and 30 years ago, I mean, I don't. How long ago was that?
Was what?
You're not listening, man.
It was 30 years ago that your dad and I went to see Star Wars for the first time at the Vogue Theater.
He doesn't want people to know that because he's such a movie fanatic, you know.
We were in the balcony and
likes art films.
He loved it. We stayed twice for the movie. We
really?
Watched it twice.
What did you feed him?
Because he was eating brownies.
Oh no, that's my dad. Gotta love it, you know. I mean, that's enthusiasm. Of course, you would do that for Star Trek on TV and that. Isn't there a new Star Trek coming out? I think that Shatner is in negotiations.
Oh, okay.
I think I don't know. I thought you would know. Thought you would know, but I guess not. Okay, well, let's move along. The time is...
Daylight lazing time is 6:28. You're tuned to CITR-FM 101.9 Vancouver, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia. From the CITR playlist. Yep. And you can find that list in the latest Discorder magazine. There's the Book of Lists. That's the name of the band, the Book of Lists. And that tune, Journey East, from the Book of Lists' latest CD, which I think is just entitled
the same. Why don't you
mention
the name of the group again?
No, once is enough. Twice is too many times. No.
Third is just perfect.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What was that band you just played?
You are tuned to CITR, and this is Radio Radio, formerly Son of Night Dreams. I'm Trash Tanner, and the other guy here is Junior Nimrod, Son of Shane.
Well, yeah.
Can't hold that against you, though, I guess.
You could if you wanted to. Many people do. Yeah. I understand it completely. It's a burden that I have to bear. It's something I have to live with, and I just go along in life.
Do.
My family background and everything is somewhat sketchy for a lot of people, especially when I mention dad. It's something I'm used to. It's okay. I don't mind.
I don't know whether he'll be included on the list of all-time worst Canadians that Beaver Magazine is looking for. But
Beaver Magazine?
Yeah, Beaver Magazine. They're looking for the 10 all-time worst Canadians. And I guess they're upset because Louis Riel was mentioned in there. But, you know, Carla Homolka and Clifford Olson and Harold Ballard.
But come on, there's got to be more there.
Oh, yeah. Well, my vote goes for either Brian Mulroney or John Diefenbaker.
What about Chad Kroeger?
Well, yeah, there you go. There's lots of people you can put on that list.
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah, okay. Yeah. And speaking of, Chad got in trouble with police again. He's going to end up in the slammer one of these days, you know. But that's not going to stymie the Nickelback sales, you know.
Of course.
But, I mean, you've heard the big news that already, now this is like page one. This has overtaken in the local press the French election results, Sarkozy. We're talking about very poor. Somebody out there? I'm sorry, what? You took your earphones off. Did you hear a mouse or something? What?
Just a voice down the hall. I'm just closing the door.
A voice down the hall. But was there a head to the voice, a body? This place is haunted, you know. I mean, this is a very old establishment, CITR. People don't realize how far back it goes. I mean, you know, could be the ghost of Jack Webster. Who knows? But poor Paris Hilton. You've read about this.
No.
Oh,
what
yeah.
Now?
You know, she's
now?
Being martyred for her parole violation. Life ain't fair. She'll serve 45 days in the slammer. The upside, however, will ensure a summer's worth of People, Us, Lifestyle, Star, National Enquirer covers for her. And the Beverly Hills Paris Hilton Support Group. You've heard of them?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Mm-hmm.
They plan demonstrations on her behalf along Rodeo Drive for all 45 days. And there is talk of a Nicole Richie, Lindsay Lohan, Nick Lachey benefit concert, proceeds going to the new $26 million, I think, Rehab Rodeo Drive Center. Meantime, proving that Hollywood stars are just like us. You read that in People magazine when you're standing waiting. You never buy it. Fran buys it, probably.
No, we just stare at it when we're in the superstore.
Well, you can read it while you're waiting for the checkout, the clerk or the sales executive. Who's
right.
There's an article in, I think it's People or Us. Doesn't matter which one, they're the same. And it's stars, they're just like us. They're just like us, and they are. They have two eyes, usually, a mouth, nose, and all the various things that make up us.
Yeah.
They're just like us.
Yeah, they belch and they fart and they do stuff like that.
They
too.
Do
yeah.
that too. Yeah. You never read about that, but they do that.
Right.
They do that. You know, it has been said that Keanu Reeves had probably the worst farts on any set. Did you
really?
Know that?
No.
That
no.
goes back to
too much meat, probably.
I don't know, yeah. man. I don't know. But that overrated former People magazine, Sexiest Man Alive. The strongly rumored, closeted Matthew McConaughey had the studio spent $105,000, I kid you not, on imported bottled water during his shoot for that movie Sahara, which you probably never saw. Mm-hmm. Don't even rent it. Hey, when you're that hot, dude, you gotta chill and you gotta love California. So cool, so crazy. It just really... Is love it.
Yeah, you love it?
Right? I love California. Oh, want to be there right now. Got to be there. Hey, Roof, take me to California, man.
California, California. You're such a wonder that I think I'll stay in bed. Big-time rollers, part-time models. So much to plunder that I think I'll sleep instead. I don't know this.
Go, Rufus Wainwright. You were talking about sex before the song. I just noticed that there's a big British ad campaign out now. Do you know
I was
about
talking
that?
About what?
You mentioned sex. I don't know. It just came up in your conversation.
I don't remember a thing.
Well,
you're making that up. I would not lower myself to that level.
Well,
why
not?
On a family-oriented radio show.
Yeah, but no, over in Britain now there's big billboards saying, get your 30 minutes a day anyway, you know? Well, you know, not only should you wash the car, walk the dog, vacuum, Most notably, sex is good for you. It's the same as running 120 kilometers.
So basically, a good wank a day will do, or what?
Yeah, increases blood flow. I mean, if you don't have a partner, I guess.
Does it reduce
migraine?
I got to read about that. Migraine pain
improves the immune system.
Well, you know that I heard a friend of mine a long time ago who lived over there said, you know, that if you really have a bad headache. You know, and nothing else. And we're not talking about a migraine, but just a bad headache that you take like a pill for it, like an aspirin or a Tylenol, extra strength, and wank off, and that will really do it.
There you go.
Let me see the article. Is there any references to masturbation in this at all?
I don't know.
Well, not everybody has a partner all the time, John.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes,
come on, man.
Okay.
Come on. At any rate, Rufus... He's always got a partner when he wants one.
Yeah.
He has a new album out, and it's out in the stores tomorrow. So does Bjork, but later for that. The song was California off Poses, where they know Poses really well. And, hey, California is really... I would think because of the desert area there, like... is the Mojave Desert in California?
Yeah, I think part of it is.
Yeah, because they do have a lot of UFO sightings there. This is a lead-in, by the way,
Okay.
UFO sightings. Are we going to talk to him?
Oh, sure. I thought we were doing it after the next song. But
I want to talk to him now. I've been waiting for the man we call the UFOlogist, who is a integral part of this program called Radio at CITR 101.9 FM
Do you hear that, Michael?
Michael?
Oh, just a sec.
Hang on.
No, it's the wrong button here.
Oh, he's got the wrong button. Michael, are you there?
No, that should work.
Michael, are you there? Let's try this.
There we go.
I am now, I think.
There he is. Sorry about that. I forgot the button here.
That spooky voice coming
at
you.
Michael Strainick.
Scare us.
Michael Strainick, our UFO expert, is on the line again with more news about unidentified flying objects and other strange things.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Nimrod.
Good evening, scary
man.
And
we've got a scary one. Yeah. A few details. France has just released thousands of UFO documents that have come from military sources in the country, and the Brits are doing the same thing. It's going to take a while to get these on websites and all that, but they are now declassified. So we're talking, maybe 20,000 UFO reports we've never heard about, all from very credible sources. Currently, it seems that we got more of those verschlagener flying triangles everywhere, and cylinders are making a comeback, as well as V-shaped objects. They're just all over. And the entire planet does seem to be ufologically rocking out, and we, I think, are going to have a long, hot flying saucer summer.
Ooh, I like that.
Now, the most recent thing is the major sighting in England. Now, this is not unlike the O'Hare Airport, only much, much better. What happened was two experienced airline pilots on separate flights saw something up to a mile wide off the coast of Alderney on last 2 Mondays ago. And it was in the afternoon around 3 o'clock. Jersey radar equipment did pick up the object, and an air traffic controller said he had received simultaneous reports from the Orinya airplane and the Blue Island pilots. Now, the Orinya's Captain Ray Bowyer, 50 years old, said he saw this massive, strange object during a flight from Southampton. He spotted a bright yellow light 10 miles west of Alderney while his plane was about 30 miles from the island and at about 4,000 feet. Quote, it was about 30 miles from the island and 4,000 feet. It was very sharp, a thin yellow object, and we're talking pencil thin, with a green area. It was 2,000 feet up and stationary. I thought it was about 10 miles away, although I later realized it was approximately 40 miles from us. At first, I thought it was the size of a 737, which is slightly smaller than a jumbo jet. But it must have been much bigger because of how far away it was. It could have been as much as a mile across.
Ooh.
And remember, this was picked up on radars, multiple radars. As he continued his approach to Alderney, Captain Bowyer saw a second identical object further to the west. Quote, I can't explain it. At first I thought it might have been a reflection some vinery in Guernsey, but that would have disappeared quickly. This was clearly visual for about 9 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Captain Bowyer, who has flown commercial planes for 20 years, said he described the objects to the air traffic controllers and filled out an incident report. As I got closer to it, it was clear to me that it was tangible. In other words, it had texture. It was solid. It was not a light phenomenon. I was in two minds about going toward it to have a closer look, but decided against it because of the size of it, and I had to think of the safety of the passengers first. He also said that the experience had been quite scary. Quote, I'm certainly not saying it was something of another world. All I'm saying is I have never seen anything like it before in all my years of flying. Now, Paul Kelly, the air traffic controller who was on duty, said that the Blue Islands pilot had made a similar report, but nothing appeared on his radar, meaning the airplane's onboard radar. The pilot from the Blue Islands was en route to Jersey at the same time, and as he went past Sark, he described an object behind him. The description was very similar to Captain Bowyer's, and they described it as being in exactly the same place. I mean, exactly. But what makes it interesting is both pilots were looking at this object from opposite sides.
Hmm. So you got a perspective there, a bit of...
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Now, the pilot told him that the object had been 1,500 feet beneath his plane. The Blue Islands plane was at 3,500 feet at the time. So, again, both pilots placed it at the same altitude and the same position. Now, if the object were stationary, their equipment would not have picked it up because the radar would have screened it out. They have something called MTI, Moving Target Indicator, which, you know, blanks out mountains and, you know, things like that. Quote, pilots and passengers have confirmed sightings of two large unidentified flying objects, they did not say UFOs, off the coast of Guernsey. This is not something you see every day of the week. It was pretty scary. The shocked pilot said for the BBC, the objects were bright like the sun, but did not hurt his eyes when he looked at them. And we run into that kind of thing all the time with light and color associated with UFOs. The most common thing is, I've never seen that color of blue in my entire life, or something like that. So it is weird. Some of these bright, blinding lights will not cast a shadow, yet they blind some of the people.
Otherworldly.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Now, this was the interesting part, I think. The same phenomenon, because this was over the English Channel, was witnessed on the same day from southern France. Videos by people who saw it were published immediately online in several free-to-watch sites. So I think maybe YouTube is a good place to try to see some of these things. But the typical kind of thing we have heard over the years, and this is from the original pilot, quote, in my years of experience, I have never seen anything like this, and frankly, I'd be perfectly happy not to ever see it again.
especially when you're up in your plane and you see these things that are, you know, a mile across. Okay, these are known as the Guernsey Island UFOs, I believe, and they were seen around April 23rd, I gather is the date. That was just a Monday.
Google away. You'll find it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Michael Strainick. Another report. It's getting hotter. UFOs are showing up more and more around the world, and the Guernsey Island UFOs are just part of this whole weird thing that's going on here
on
planet Earth.
And what we're getting are especially high-quality reports, and the feeling amongst ufologists is it's going to be a long, hot summer. So keep your eyes
on the skies.
No.
Thank you, Michael Strainick, our UFO expert here
Radio. Have a great show.
Scary guy.
But it's real.
I don't know, where to begin. We are North Americans, and for those of you who still think we're from England, we're not, no. We put our planes and our trains till we think we might die. Far from North America, where the buildings are old and you might have lots of mimes. I hate the feeling when you looking at me that way. Cause we're North Americans, but if we act all shy, it'll make it okay. It makes it go away. Oh, I don't know, where to begin. When we're North American, but in the end make the same mistakes all over again. Come on, North America.
Another night, all right.
You see, I love this.
Okay, there's James Murphy, or better known as LCD Sound System, who played in Vancouver last week, or is it coming up? I can't remember.
Check Discorder magazine to find out for sure.
I will. I promise. But that's North American Scum from his latest CD, and Question Begs are... Scumbags, I guess, are everywhere, really. When he's referring to North America, does he refer to Canada, too?
Well, he says, don't blame the Canadians. Look out North America. So, I don't know.
Okay, so he's letting us off?
I think maybe.
He's never been down Friday night, Saturday night on Granville in the entertainment district. but mind you, they're not really scumbags. They're more of the asshole variety. But close enough. You're not on the LCD Sound System guest list? You didn't go to that?
No, sorry.
What about the Arctic Monkeys? You go to that?
No,
was sold out. Did you go to Coco Rosie?
No.
Did you try to get on the pass list?
No.
Did you went to John Mayer with your wife, didn't you?
No.
And you sat there snuggling while he sang, "Your body's a wonderland." You weren't there?
No. One of her girlfriends was all excited about going, and I said, oh, my God. But they were raving about his guitar playing. I don't know.
Well, they rave a lot about a lot of people's guitar playing,
and
that doesn't mean he's bad, but he's not exactly Hendrix, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know, he's not David Gilmour. He's not, you know. Anyway,
I didn't like that song, but that's all right. That's the way it goes, you know.
What, you didn't like the LCD Sound System?
No.
You didn't like it?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought it was boring.
Boring?
Yeah.
What, do you want a ballad now or something? Oh, man, you're getting
too... I can't like all the music you bring, Nimrod. I mean, you know.
Well, you need to sit down and really listen to it. You're too old.
I guess.
You can't stay up after 10 to get... Never mind. I mean, it's not just that there's no more guest list policy for you. You just can't stay up after 10 o'clock, right? look, dude, sometimes you got to pay to get something special, right? Okay, listen here.
That's right.
Jarvis Cocker, last Tuesday in the Commodore, were you there?
No.
He was wonderful. He didn't even do any pulp material. I'm sure Christine was a little disappointed in that. But he was focusing on his Fab Current CD. His voice was stronger than ever, and his onstage banter, he's never been here before, and his onstage banter between songs put most front persons to shame. Very funny, nasty, biting wit, and a real communication with the audience. Some vulnerability, got to have that. Like very few others. And the one cover song encore was, you'll enjoy this, Gary Newman's Our Friends Electric. And everyone went home happy. Meanwhile, in not-so-jolly old England, appalling reports of sad, lonely, unhealthy, like obese generations of kids with no future and too much time with games, consoles, cell phones, internet, MP3s, no social skills, healthy pastimes of any kind, no exercise, bad eating, and increasingly isolated from reality. Now, there is a group in the UK right now called Save the Children. And, I mean, they're trying, I don't know if it's going to be successful, wish them all the best, to try to extract the kiddies from the toxic mix of overexposure to the poisonous situation. And did we mention the obesity problem? Think we did. A real problem with junk food and being wired. Years ago, Jarvis Cocker sang of helping the aged, you know. And now, well, I mean, listen. Fat Children, Jarvis Cocker, the opening song from his incendiary set, I thought, last week at the Commodore Ballroom. This is CITR radio program with Long John Tanner over there, the man who shot Liberty Valance, CITR 101.9. This program brought to you through grants provided by Passport Canada and the Fraser Institute.
And join Alex Yu for Kara Sue with Japanese pop music in about 30 minutes from now.
He is the man.
He is the man, yes. Just a reminder, too, the Vancouver World Rhythm and Dance Festival, Saturday, May 12th at Vancouver Community College, 1155 East Broadway, 11 to 6, 20 rhythm and dance workshops with international facilitators, plus world music concerts, 7:30 to 10. Well, with Hari Pal, Thana Soro, Adele Awad, and Adalat Ida Omar, with Pepe Danza and the drum prayers kicking things off. More info at www.vrad.ca or call 604-408-8582. And check out, too, Friday, May 11th, coming up this Friday at the Anza Club, 8th in Ontario. The Vancouver Rockabilly Kings Bughouse 5 will be headlining with another Anza Blowout. And also featured Hyper Psychedelic Orchid Highway. And how about this?
Just for you.
A little the Polka Boogie Masters Waltz Darling with Eye Brain Eater, too, in his new setup. So that's at the Anza Club this Friday at the 11th, Bughouse 5.
Interesting combination there. We'd like to, before we forget, should we be remiss in our congratulatory state here, all the very best to the fastest woman in the world. Now, Claudia Camargo, Viva Argentina, first female runner to place third overall in the Vancouver Marathon, now 36 years in running. In the men's division, Kenya's Thomas Omnenga placed first, 12,636, went the distance. You got to really be up for that. CITR's very own Lydia Massimola did exceptionally well and did CITR really proud, coming in 12,629th.
Yay, Lydia!
You know, she made the effort, man.
She did. She made it.
The wings are wide, talk. Ooh, I'll be the one who'll break my heart. I'll be the one to hold the gun. I love you more. Sometimes no hope is less. Put your weight against the door. Kick drum on the basement floor. Stranded in the fog of words. Looking like the winter bird. On my head the water pours. Calm stream through the open door. Fly away, fly away. What you want.
CITR's Radio Radio, formerly Son of Night Dreams, here at CITR. That's what we said, right? That's where we are. And I was looking at the weather. Gee, the weather was beautiful today. Coming in here, nice. You know, the windows are all down in the car. Felt really good.
But we can't see outside right now.
No, and, I don't know what's happening out there. But the sun will be going down at 8:37 tonight. So when we leave here, the sun will still be up. That's nice. And the doesn't come up till the sun comes back up at 5:41. So the days are getting shorter now. It's supposed to be mainly cloudy and a few showers tomorrow. But, you know, the days are getting longer, so it does help. But Wednesday and Thursday looks really good, just lots of sunshine. So we'll keep our fingers crossed, especially for Bjork when she comes. We want it to be nice and sunny for that.
Yeah, let it pour and rain on the Killers and all that crap out there at UBC's Thunderbird Stadium that's coming up. May it pour down on them. But not for Bjork, and not for the Arcade Fire.
That was Feist, by the way, we just played. The Reminder is the title of her new CD, and we played I Feel It All by Leslie Feist, her brand new CD here.
It's going to be big. It's going to be big. And then everybody's going to start dumping on her and just saying, you sold out, you sold out. Sold out what? Anyway. It's such a blessing. I guess you probably noticed the blessed relief that is now obvious in Sam's Civil City, finally to have those efficient, tasteful, automatic, self-cleaning public toilets. We know of two that are getting full marks for their design, technological innovation and size, and bladder and bowel-relieving friends. They are free. In France and in France and England, you got to pay to pee or go poo-poo. Did you know that?
They now they're going to have a conservative government. Things may change even more.
Well, Sarkozy may, you know, drop the price on that, or probably he will raise the franc for taking, you know, going to what the pissoir. Anyway, check out Main and Terminal for a demonstration given by city council members all this week. And by next week, the much anticipated, we mentioned it last time, wasn't open, Yale Town location of public toilet adjacent to lovely Emery Barnes Park, Richards and Davy, should be open for the business. As mentioned here on Radio CITR 101.9 last week, we've still no word on the proposed initial piss and or shit by which Vancouver City Council member. Sam's having a closed council session on Wednesday to make that decision. Word we've heard is they themselves will forego the honor in favor of longtime, and you're going to love this, John, longtime Vancouver legendary, living legend, Mr. Rock and Roll himself, Red Robinson. The man's got a star on Granville. He's got a theater named after him. He did discover everybody in rock and roll from 1956 on, and certainly he should be the first to have that ceremonial dump. Don't you agree?
Why not?
Why not?
Well, the bugs are coming. Yes, be ready. Mosquitoes, wasps, bed bugs, all the fun things of summer are coming again.
Yeah, but the bed bugs are year-round,
well,
man.
I guess they're here all
and
the time.
And those dust mites, you know.
Yeah. Oh, just a sec. Peter wanted to say something. What's that, Peter?
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, good.
Didn't he work here one time? Wouldn't he, you know, he would have a little radio show where he pretended he was, you know. Anyway, thanks, Pete. Always welcome. Well, you know, I guess you go to movies. Have you seen? You probably were in line and got turned away at Spider-Man 3. Got mixed reviews, but $148 million broke the box office record for the opening weekend, and studio heads, of course, are very happy, needing much less Ativan and Xanax. And in the meantime, should you want to go to a movie, then, well, it's the last few days to catch a true original cinematic visionary's latest and arguably most unsettling work yet. We speak of David Lynch's Inland Empire. It will never play the Cineplexes, let alone second run at the Hollywood Theater. You have to see it on a big screen in those comfy confines of the Van City Theater. Those seats are to die in. 7:30 p.m., you may have a few minutes to get down there. Luke Meat went earlier. He'll be sitting in the front. If anybody freaks out, it'll be him. That's at the Van City Theater, Seymour and Davey. I went with Auntie Pam on Friday night, and we loved it. It's the nightmare you wish you could always have. Most in the audience went away, happily disturbed. My dad's protege, Dan Ireland's lovely Mrs. Palfrey, is still at the Claremont, continues at the Fifth Avenue. Wonderful chemistry, acting chemistry between the amazing Dame Joan Plowright and newcomer star in the making, Rupert Friend. Over at the newly renovated Ridge, it's the French Film Festival continuing till July. Currently, the sublime, somewhat sinister, The Page Turner. Coming soon, Paris, Je T'aime, and the movie La Vie en Rose. You'll have to let Fran Dance know about that story of Edith Piaf, as only the French could do it. And we have heard that Sarkozy may drop by during the run of the French Film Festival, just to say, you know, hello. And if you don't like art, subtitles, or films that engage or challenge, and many don't, we respect that, well, lots of overly violent, nasty business on many screens. The one that intrigues, being myself and I know my dad, longtime Stone Cold Steve Austin fan of the Texas Rattlesnake, and we're talking about The Condemned. No redeeming factors, action, bone-crushing, blood-splattered, a few hours with enough red-hot action for six movies, says esteemed film critic Pete Hammond of Maxim magazine. But I love the tagline under The Condemned: 10 will fight, 9 will die. You get to watch. You get to watch it, baby. You mothers, The Condemned. Hell yeah! Give me a hell yeah!
Hell yeah! Peek through,
and when you're crying, I see your tears fall down. They're making oceans that in I sink and drown. Feel what you felt.
shaky breath. And when you're lying, I hear your heart confess. Heart confess, oh no. Your things in your boxes, you're up in somewhere's car. You leave me all alone with just a empty peep hole. And do you feel used? Well, I would too. I would too. Oh, and would you use me?
Mother, mother, Mother's Day is coming.
Are you ready? Are you ready for Mother's Day?
What neighbor.
What are you going to do for Mother? And hey, neighbor, don't forget to turn those Venetian blinds at night. Don't leave them open.
That's Mother Mother from Touch Up, their local band. For that, we heard Of Montreal from way down south, USA. We aren't streaming. We are actually streaming down to Euclid Avenue right now, but we aren't podcasting till tomorrow. So sorry about that.
Just the way it is.
Yeah.
We have Bjork. We don't have the new CD. It should have been here, but the tardy executives at the record company, they never bother. They figure, you know, we'll just give it to C-Fox like they're going to play it, you know. At any rate, Bjork's new CD is out tomorrow. We've heard very good things about it. Very tribal, really interesting, as always. We're going to go back right now and leave us with Bjork in kabuki mode, just getting ready for Karasu, which is the best in Japanese pop of all genres, with Alex Kidd Wasabi always exuding that weekend in Shibuya cool. And hey, John.
Yes, Nimrod.
Think about this for a second. Have you ever imagined life without music? Have you ever thought about that? Unbearable.
Couldn't handle it.
Don't think we'd want that.
Next show, May 21st, Radio Radio, CITR.
Sayonara.
Adios, amigos.
Ciao, baby.
Bring back the goods, but I don't. left me on my own to complete the mission. Now I'm leaving it all behind. I'm going hunting. I'm the hunter. I'm the hunter. I'm going hunting. I'm the hunter.